So we're doing, question is if you do, if you shacht, exactly
50%
of a siman, whether that works. Okay, do you need a majority, 50.01, or 50% is sufficient? All right, that's a machlokes. Rav holds 50 is okay, Rav Kahana holds it doesn't. So, the way the Gemara explained it at first, is what is the halacha from Sinai? Did Hashem say to Moshe to cut Rav, which means cut 51%? 50 isn't good. Or was Hashem saying, I don't leave over Rav. Don't leave Rav of it shalem. So if you cut 50, you didn't do that. So it's okay. Right? Two ways of looking at the same thing. So we said, as far as a little further, is that is the din of Rav a din in the Maisa Shchita, that it's a Maisa of cutting, and it has to be cutting the whole Zemen, and cutting Rav of it is Kikula. So then the cut has to be 51% cut. Or do you say, no, that Shchita is not just a like a Maisa of cutting, but it's a destruction of an organ, of a Veshet or of a Kana. So the halacha is, you have to remove the Shlemas of the organ, or remove it from being a full organ. So if you remove if you still have 51%, you'll say Rubukula, the organ still exists, still there. So those is Shayaruba means don't leave it intact. Means don't, if you leave Rov, then it's a full and intact organ. But if you cut 50%, then you don't say it has its quality of being intact because it doesn't have Rov, so you've undermined the organ. So that's sufficient. Or do you say the other way is, no, the Maisa of Chaticha has to be a Chaticha of Rav. So it's like two ways of looking at the Shechita, the Maisa of the cutting and then the effect of undermining the organ. Okay. So that's fine. Yeah, okay. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara has a problem. Or the Gemara tries to prove it from another case. And this other case is really what we're going to do today. And this really kind of makes things a little more complicated. Alright. Now, the case is by Tumantara. In Tumantara, the halacha is that a kli which is tamei, if a kli which is tamei, like kli charas, the only way to make it tahar is to break it, to shatter it. Okay? And you shatter it, the pieces are no longer tamei. But the saying is you have to shatter rov. It's not sufficient just to shatter a little piece of it, crack off a little piece. You have to crack rov. Okay? Crack rov. If you still have rov of it intact, then it still has the toma. The miyad piece is tar, but the part which is rov is tar is tame. So the rov, it's like rov of it is like kulo, and therefore it's still tar. It's still tame. So the mission has a case is, let's say you cut it exactly 50-50. So you said exactly 50-50. So the mission says that they're both tame. Why are they both tame? It says because yeshal tzamtzem. Because you can't do it exactly perfectly 50-50. So in truth, one piece is really going to be bigger than the other. And the bigger piece is still going to be tame. Now you don't know which one's bigger. So therefore, they're both tame. Right? Therefore, they're both tame. But that's only because you can't get it exactly 50-50. But if Lu Yitzori were possible to get it exactly 50-50, so then you'd say they're both tar. Then you'd say they're both tar. Yeah. Okay, so what do you deduce, though? That if in theory you'd be able to break it exactly 50-50, then it would be okay. Right? And those 50% pieces would not be considered like they're still the clay. Right? But according to Rav, who holds 50%, is considered like Rov, like by Shechita. So why don't you say that a 50% piece of the Kli is like the Kli? It's like the whole Kli. And therefore it should be like the Kli is still intact. And therefore it should be still Tameh intrinsically. Not just because you can't figure out exactly. Why don't you say is that the 50% of that half of the Kli is 50% is like Kukulo. Just like Shechita, 50% is good. And therefore you should say they're both Tameh. Intrinsically, that's what's kasha and Rav. And so the problem is, how do you start comparing these things? They're different. Shechita is different than Toma. But that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is not, doesn't go that route. It doesn't differentiate between Shechita and Tumah. And that's going to be Tosfos' problem, and that's going to be our job, is to show why they're related, why they're unified. Because so far, our sugya seems to be just a question about Shechita. What did Hashem say to Moshe? By Shechita, do you have to shachter over? Did they not leave over? So that's just the Shechita halacha. What does that have anything to do with Tumah? But you see the Gemara compares them. So apparently the Gemara holds this is a more general question going on here. Right? So assuming that it's a more general question, which we'll do Tosfos in a bit, the Gemara asks, so according to Rav Kahana, who holds Shechita has to be 51%, I understand, to say that the Kli is intact, you need 51%. So 50% isn't Tame. But according to Rav, who holds 50% is like 51%, so then why don't you say that the 50% piece is like it's Kikulo, and therefore they're both Tame? They're both still Tame? Intrinsically, not just because he has Shotam time. Right? So the Gemara answer is no, because then you're going to have to say both pieces are Rav. And he said that each piece is 50%, and each piece is Rav. He says you can't have two Ravs in one object. It's true if you cut 50% of the simon, you'll say it's called, considered like the whole thing is cut. But if you cut two pieces that are both 50, you can't say they're both Kikulo. You can say they're both Rav and they're both Kikulo. So therefore, you wouldn't be, even though Rav who holds 50% is like Kikulo, you can't say it when there's two 50% which are like Kikulo. Right? And I, by Shechita, why didn't you say 50% is like it's cut and then the other 50%? So he says, well, the other 50% doesn't like have any halachic significance. The other 50% is just like an absence. Right? The only halach of Rav is in the Shechita. So you cut Rav, so it's, you have 50%, it's like you have the whole thing. But here, you have two halves, and if you're going to say they're both Rav, then you say they're both Rav and Kula, then that doesn't make any sense. You can't have two Ravs in the same thing. Okay, I mean, hopefully we'll get back to that. We'll try to understand that a little better a little bit later. But that's the way the Gemara ends up answering it. It does not differentiate between Shechita and Tumah. Asks like this. So Tosfos is bothered by Shechita, how did the Gemara learn the Machlokes by Shechita? He wanted to say, did Hashem say you have to cut a majority, in which case you have to cut 51%, more than half? Or did Hashem say, don't leave over a majority? Don't leave a majority. In which case, if you leave 50%, you're not leaving a majority. Therefore, it's okay. Right. So in theory, couldn't you ask the same question by the Kli? How do you break the Kli? Did Hashem say, break a majority of it? In which case, 50% wouldn't count as being broken. Or do you say, Hashem said, don't leave over a majority? In which case, if you have 50%, you're not leaving a majority, and therefore it would become Tame. Then it would become Tar. Right? In other words, in theory, you could formulate the same question you could have by Shechita, you could have by Tama. And there's no reason to say the way you formulate Shechita is going to be the exact same way you formulate Tama. They're two totally different sugyas. Right? So in theory, just because Rav holds by Shechita, Hashem said, don't leave over Rav, and therefore 50% is okay. But maybe when it comes to the Kli, Hashem says you have to break Rav. You have to break Rav, and therefore, give me a second.
Let's read Tosfos. Top Tosfos on Chav Tes Amud Aleph.
Let's read exactly how he formulated this question. I forgot exactly how he formulated it. Im Tomar, my kashalai, dechi amar nami hacha hachi agmei rechman al Moshe, lo tishai ruba, kedaleel harei inkan Rav, etorim. Oh, it's backwards. Because what did Rav Kahana learn? Rav said by Shechita, what did Hashem say? Don't leave Rav of the Simen whole. Okay? Which means don't leave a majority whole. So that means if you cut 50%, then it's good Shechita, because you're not leaving majority of it all. Right? It's good. Right? It's a little backwards. It's like, you know, I have to think backwards here. But don't leave it. Do Shechita, but don't leave majority. So as long as you do 50, you haven't left the majority, so it's a good Shechita. So now by a Kli, how would you take the exact same logic? What would you say by a Kli? Break it, but don't leave a majority. Right? Don't leave a majority. And then what would that result in? If you have 50-50, you didn't leave a majority, so it's like it's broken. So then it should become Tar. It should become Tar. And that's exactly what Agudimar says. In theory, it would become Tar, if not for the fact that Yeshua Samson. So Rav's, if you follow through Rav Svara, it really does not a kasha kasha at all. It's not a kasha at all. But for some reason, the Gemara is asking as a kasha on Rav. That according to Rav, that you 50% counts as the whole thing. So why don't you say 50% is the kli, and therefore the thing should still be tamei? No, it depends on how you formulate it. I mean, if the way he's formulating it by shechita is that Hashem said, don't leave rov, do shechita, don't leave rov, and that's why it's good if you do 50%. So here I'll say, don't leave rov of the kli. So it just doesn't. Tosafot isn't just asking, what does shechita have anything to do with tumah? He's asking a more directed question, is that if you just follow the formulation, even if you follow the formulation through, then it doesn't really result in a question. What's the problem?
This explains, how are they comparing them? I mean, that's the challenge of this Gemara, is to figure out how to match up the machlokas by shechita to the machlokas by the, or the what should be the case by the kli. And how are they exactly parallel? How do you carry over from one to the other? He says, "V'yesh lomar, detaloy hadavar b'chashivas." It all comes down to chashivas. Okay, chashivas, importance, significance. D'mishum dechashiv lei mechza kerov, because Rav considers 50 half like Rov. Shari leil, he allows it. D'yesh kan shir hachshar shchita. Therefore, it's a good enough shir for shchita. 50% he considers to be chashev, like Rov. So you have a good shechita. So he says, V'kanami yesh chashivas mechza, dina k'rov. So to here, by the kli, the 50% of the kli, which is left, should have the chashivas of Rov. And you should say that it's a kli. It has the status of the original kli. And therefore, the thing should be tameh still. Because you still have Rav. He's saying you should have the chashivas of Rav. That insofar as shechita, 50% shechita, the chashivas of Rav, and it's good. There it's like, there he's looking at it, the essence is the maisa shechita. And the maisa shechita, he's not looking at it the other way. It sounds like he's abandoning this, that other idea. He's looking at the maisa shechita, and he's saying, is it Rav's holding, then the maisa shechita, if you have 50%, so that's a chashiv. So it's a chashiv maisa, and now it's like you have Rav. But he's saying when it comes to the kli, you're not looking at the maisa, you're looking at the kli itself, what's left. And if you have 50% of the kli left, so then that's significant, that should be chashim, it should be considered like rov. And therefore, it should be good, it should still be tameh. But Rav doesn't hold, but that's not the case. You see the holds of the tzar. So why don't you say that 50% is considered like rov, and therefore the thing is still tameh? According to Rav. Sounds like Tosus is now revising the reason. So it sounds like this is a new way of learning. It's a new svara by shechita, right? It's not saying anymore because before it said, why did Rav say 50? Because it says, don't leave over Rav. Now all of a sudden it's saying, oh no, it's because it says, once you got 50, it's considered like Rav, it's chashuv, right? Yeshkan shechita, because it's chashuv leimechza kerov. That sounds like a different idea. That's not saying because don't leave over Rov, that's saying no, cut Rov, 50 is like Rov. So it's like, what happened to the Gemara? Did the Gemara just totally just change gears now, according to Tosus? Or is there some way to fit in what Tosus is saying with what the Gemara said? I mean, you could say the Gemara's changing. The Gemara's changing now. Because of this problem, or I don't know why the Gemara's changing, but you could say the Gemara's changing. Or you could try to fit it in somehow. Right? I'm not sure. I mean, it would seem to be you want to try to figure out a svara and then see if you can make it fit or not. Or maybe we're going to have to say the Gemara changed. I mean, Rashi said, Kasal Kadaitach, originally. It sounded like Rashi learned that originally the Gemara thought it was only machlokas about shechita. But then the Gemara went away from that and extending it to other things also. So it sounds like Rashi's learned because there were Kasal Kadaitach that the Gemara shifted gears. So you could just say, according to Tosafot also, that's what happened, the Gemara shifting gears. The question is, what's his new theory of what the machlokas is, about whether or not he's saying is like Rav's shita is he considers like Zinn and Chashivas, and he considers 50 to be like Rav, right? And I guess presumably Rav Kahana would not, right? That's the way he's going on the machlokas now. Is this 50% Chashiv Kerov, is it Chashivas of Rav or not, right? So I don't know, so what's the machlokas, what's the svara according to that? I mean, we'll come back to how he changes, whatever, but I mean, it seems like the way he's forming the machlokas now is that Rav's svara is that 50% is considered like growth. Right? And Rav Kahana doesn't say, what do you mean? 50%? That's not growth. It's Mechta. Mechta's not growth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so obvious thing is maybe you can fit it in. He'll say when it says, don't leave over Rav. It means, yeah, don't leave over Rav. And as long as you don't do that, then it has the chashivas of 50%. 50% has the chashivas because you're not leaving over Rav. And therefore, it's like Rav. You could read that exactly. I think it's true. You could read that in. It says, he doesn't have to reject what he was saying before, but it's not because of some special halacha about Shechita. It's just a general thing, is that 50% has the chashivas of Rav. Why? Because you didn't leave over Rav. But then you have to get a svara, right? But you're right. That's how you can work it into Galasha. Yeah, right. Right. I agree with that. That's a good point. What it boils down to in the most simplest form. Okay, and after we do the simplest form, we can get into the more complicated forms. But the simplest form is if I do shchita of 50%. Do you say 50%? That's not rov. Or do you say no? 50% has the chashivas of rov. Therefore, it's good. So by Kli, the same thing. By Kli, if you have the chashivas of the Kli still intact, then it's still Tame. So one side says the chashivas of the Kli is when you have 50%. That's chashiv like the Kli. But the other, 51%. The other side says no, 50% also has chashivas of Rav.
Same
achogas. Same achogas. And that's why it's a kashan Rav. Right, now it's no longer a shechita specific svara. Now it's a broader svara about whether 50, the way Tosos is saying, about whether, and it's based on the Gemara, because the Gemara is comparing them, about whether 50% has the chashivas of Rav. And now I think you can understand the Gemara's answer, that even if you want to say Rav holds 50% has the chashivas of Rav, you can't say both 50% have the chashivas of Rav. If you have two 50% pieces, when you say they both have the chashivas of Rav, the idea of the chashivas of Rav is it's like Kikula. But you can't have two things which are both like gulo. So the whole idea is that you're giving it chashivas through 50%. You can say if you cut 50%, it's like you cut the whole thing. Because there's no other half that you didn't cut. There's no halacha about the part you didn't have. There's the half you didn't cut. But here, if you want to say this part of the kli has the chashivas of rov and this part of the kli has the chashivas of rov, you can't have two. It's not two kelim, it's only one kli. So that's the more answers, is that you can't say the 50% by the kli. By the kli, you're going to need 51% because you have two halves, and the same logic you can say in one of you, you have to say in the other half. But that's just the cheshvan of it. The punchline is just that original question. Is does 50% have the chashivas of Rav or not? Yeah, I mean, on the surface, easier said to understand is 51, because that's Rav. What do you mean 50% has the chashivas of Rav? Because it's chashiv, then how does he write to say? Talay dover chashivas. The mishun de chashiv le, mechza ke Rav, because he considers 50% like Rav. Shari le'el, yesh kan shi'ah shechita. V'kan nami, yesh chashivas mechza, dino kerov. Yield is the chashivas of mechza. Mechza is the chashivas of rov. I mean, it sounds like almost a contradiction. It sounds like he's just making that up. Look, for me, it's considered, what do you mean it's considered? It's not. This is a very big difference between 50% and rov. Right? So, I mean, the other side of Gana makes good sense. Rov means rov. None of this funny business about 50% being like Rav. Right? So I think it's not so much that we have to define the machlokas as much as we have to understand Rav. And once we have an understanding of Rav, then we can go back and try to get the machlokas. But on the surface, Rav is really, that's a problem. It just sounds like he's just pushing the svara on us, but it doesn't really make sense. Let me just get a svara started here, and I'll try to develop it more next week, I think. I think it just... It's I have to get the idea good, but let me just give you my basic approach here, okay? And I can't come up with the right example. I feel like you have it in like maybe some games or elections or something like that. But there's a certain thing if you're playing some sort of a game and like you could clinch maybe like in the playoffs or something. There's an idea of like you clinch like a tie, and then you clinch like a win. Like if you get 50%. There's a chashivas of 50%. Like, let's say there's 100 votes, and you get 50 of them. Right? You're in the middle of the election, you get 50. You say, ah, that's great. I got 50. What does that mean? I can't be beaten. There's a chashivas of 50%, which is you can't be outdone by anybody. That's a certain significant quantity. 49 is not significant, because you could just get outbeaten. You're beaten by the other guy's 51. But when you get 50, you've reached a significant amount. Because you're as good as everybody else. You can't be outdone. But
But 51 is another level of chashivas, which is that you beat everybody. You're the winner. Like, there's a quality of, like, not being a loser. That's a certain chashivas. The quantity becomes significant when you get to 50%, because you're, no other, the rest of it can't be more than you. If you shechted 50%, it means the amount which is shechted is significant, because it's as significant as the part which hasn't been shechted. So you can no longer, you cut 49%, just a little bit. Why is it a little bit? Because the other part is more. When you get 50%, you can no longer just dismiss them as being a little bit. Cut 50%, that's significant. As significant as the rest. As significant as the competition. So he holds that you get chashivas of you have your chashiv when you have 50%. If you have half of a kli, if you have 49% of the kli, so you'll say, oh, that's nothing. It's nothing. That's a big deal, 49%. The rest of it is broken. Look at that, 49% is nothing. I mean, if you're more broken than you have this. But if you have 50% of the clay intact, you say that's a good portion of the clay. It's as much as the part which is broken. Let's say it's 50% is intact and the other part is all in shambles. You say it's a significant part of the clay. It's insignificant because it's as much as the rest of it. So Rav holds that when Halacha demands Rov, the idea when the Torah demands Rov, it's demanding a certain significant amount of something. Right? And then when you get that significant amount, it's Kekula. Ruba Kekula means you don't have to do the whole thing, it's enough to get Rov. So Rov is like you've reached a quantity at which the Torah says, that's enough. So he holds the idea that it reaches enough when you get the level of significance at which it can't be beat. But Rav Kahana holds when the Torah demands Rov, it demands that it outdoes everything else. When Torah says you have to shecht rov, how much you have to shecht? More than the part which isn't shechted. When you have to have the kli to be intact for it to stay tameh, it's going to be more than the part which is broken. Okay, so it's like in general, the Torah has this thing of rov. Generally, it's a very universal thing. But when the Torah has a din of rov, it's a matter of it's a level of chashivas that the Torah is demanding, and which level is it? Is a level of being as significant as the rest, and being more significant, being the winner, locking in a tie or being locking in the win? You know, and that's the question: is which one is it? This is machlokas. And it's very good actually. The lashon is one side says shchot ruba. Shecht rov, shecht the majority. He means shecht 51%. You got to be the winner. The other one says, don't leave over rov. What does that mean, don't leave over rov? Don't lose. Don't have more on the other side. You're shechting. What do you mean leave over? You're shechting. You're not leaving over. You're shechting. But if I shecht 49, I'm a loser. The loser, the shechter is a loser because you have 51%. You have rov on the other side. If I shecht 50, I'm significant because I didn't leave enough to beat me. So that's the way of saying the chashivas of 50%. What's the chashivas of 50%? It doesn't have more against it. That's exactly the way he's expressing exactly the idea of what is the chashivas of 50%. Chashivas of 50% is that you don't have rov against you. Right? That's exactly the way he's saying it. It's not, it goes by the shechita. But it's a significant cut because it is rov, or because it can't have rov being meshuyah, you know, on the other side. Right? So it's exactly expressing the very svara, but not because Hashem telling Moshe about shechita. As I was saying, it's not about shechita per se. It's about what's the concept when the Torah has a shear of rov, and draws a line. What's that idea? Yes, so we'll go further in the Gemara next time.